Good morning, good afternoon, guys. We are back for another subplot. Finally, this show just gets the, I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah.
You know, holidays, family stuff, you know.
And there's always something.
There is always something.
But anyway, we're here now. So
we are.
We are here to talk about...
We're here with a very special episode.
Yeah, special because I love
Mechagodzilla. These are both great movies. I would say these are arguably two of the best in the Millennium series. There are only like two that I really don't hold in high regard in the Millennium series. These two are.
Yeah.
Let's just jump right into it.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about Godzilla against Mechagodzilla from 2002, my mistake, and Godzilla Tokyo SOS from 2003. So these movies are, one is a direct sequel to the 1954 movie, mm-hmm. and then one is a direct sequel to the direct sequel.
Right.
I don't know if there's a good way to word that. But so the basic plot is another Godzilla appears and attacks in 1999, and they try to kill it, nothing works, it wades back off into the sea, and a discovery is made, the original Godzilla bones. So the Japanese Self-Defense Force decides that to recruit a whole team of scientists that can create a weapon that will kill this Godzilla. So they make a Mechagodzilla using the bones of the original Godzilla, and they use DNA computers to help it move and everything. And that's the basic plot of it. And then there's a couple epic fights between it. Let's talk about it. What'd you think of Godzilla against Mechagodzilla?
So, I mean, I guess I had time since we kind of pushed it off a couple days, but I initially didn't rewatch this one because I had recently watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be a little spacey.
I'll watch it on
everything, but I really enjoy this one. I love the whole idea that it's like a direct sequel to the original Godzilla. And it, you know, it's kind of futuristic or kind of unrealistic as well.
Oh yeah, obviously. All these movies are, obviously.
I just love that, you know, they make Mechagodzilla out of original Godzilla skeleton. Some cool shots with that, like seeing the skeleton a little bit.
And there's also another cool shot when the spirit of the original Godzilla takes over Mechagodzilla and goes on a rampage in, I think it's Tokyo? I'm pretty sure it's Tokyo.
Yeah, I can't remember.
When Godzilla comes ashore and they do their first test run and drop Mechagodzilla in to fight him, and Godzilla roars and the whole system goes haywire. And then it attacks the airships that drop him, and then like there's an awesome shot where like you see the arm and it's covering the face, and when it comes down the eyes are red instead of yellow, and it lets out this huge roar and just starts firing missiles everywhere into buildings, and I was like, wow, that is awesome. I think I just really like the feel of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
The characters aren't even boring.
This is one of the good characters, I think.
Yeah, you get our strong female lead, Akane, who's the pilot. There's a couple really good scenes with her and the desperate dad who's trying to like get with her for some reason.
Yeah.
They all develop a kind of relationship and So they equip Mechagodzilla with all the... Like, this is the most stacked Mechagodzilla ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just has a shit ton of different weapons on it. It's got laser cannons on its arms. It has... Do we see it in this one? Yeah, we see it in this one. The big electro knife that, like... It's, like, electrically charged that he, like, stabs into Godzilla's arm.
Yeah, I think it's
arm.
Also in the next one, too.
Because Godzilla rips it out and just, like, throws it while they're battling.
Yeah.
The jetpack with all the missiles on it, and it has, like, 16 different like hatches for missiles to come out of. It's got six on the front, four on the side. Like, it's ridiculous.
I can't remember it. This mecha doesn't have rocket fingers, does it?
It does not.
Yeah.
Only the original had that, and the Ready Player One version.
Right.
And it has maser cannons in its mouth, which we see at the beginning. They use the maser cannons. And while Godzilla's immune to maser fire, it does weaken him a little bit more. And then it has its ultimate weapon, the Absolute Zero Cannon, which anything that it hits just completely freezes it down to the core and just can shatter it.
It's so cool.
And we learn at the end of the movie that not even that can stop Godzilla, because they use it on him and it does not work. And Godzilla wades back off into the ocean.
Well, I assume Godzilla's cold-blooded, right?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, theoretically, I feel like it wouldn't work anyway.
Yeah, but it's one of those, like... They build this ultimate weapon, and they, like, show all the tests and everything of it, but ultimately, it's... The lesson to be learned from any of the Godzilla movies is, you're never gonna stop him.
Right.
You're never going to... Like, he is a curse on humanity. You're never going to be able to take him.
You might postpone his...
Yeah, his inevitable destruction, but you're not going to... You're not going to phase him or put him down.
Except for the original Godzilla, apparently, technically, because they... They did kill it.
They did kill it, and then they brought it back, which they screwed up, of course. But, like, the fact that there was an offspring Godzilla that reappeared, it's like, oh, these are just going to keep coming, aren't they?
Could it technically be Junior?
There is a theory that it is indeed a baby that was somehow spawned from the original Godzilla. Yeah. But they said that it is a member of the same species. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wouldn't be like the character of Junior that we know, obviously, because it's not connected. But
and this movie is interesting because not only is it a direct sequel to the first Godzilla movie, it's also connected to a few other Toho movies. Mothra, the original Mothra,
okay.
And War of the Gargantuas, which they show flashbacks of when they're talking about how to stop Godzilla. And the Prime Minister is, like, talking about Gaira, and that they used maser cannons, or that they had to use, like, a huge heat ray to stop Mothra, which they didn't actually stop Mothra. I don't know why they said that in the movie.
Is that the one I bought on Blu-ray?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah,
I haven't watched that one yet.
Because it's connected to this movie.
Okay. I'll open that finally.
And that comes to even more fruition in the next movie, that movie is... still in canon with these two movies.
Okay.
Which is nice that it's connecting that, like, it has that connecting tissue, but it's not really, like, in line with anything else. Like, and that's where the continuity always gets misplaced, is everybody goes, well, is it... So these movies are canon in it. Does that mean that the rest of these are? And they're like, no.
It's a mess.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Continuity is a huge mess in these movies.
Ever since we started doing this, like, I'm not even going to attempt to try and make sense of
it's
any
like trying,
of it.
It's like trying to figure out the Terminator timeline. You'll just go absolutely insane.
I feel like that's even easier.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is, but it's on that same level of, do I really want the headache right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else to add about Godzilla against Mechagodzilla? Overall, I just love the feel of
this movie.
I think the effects could be cleaned up a little bit. There are a couple shots that are...
It's still pretty
goofy
early.
Looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the early 2000s, but there are only a couple shots that are kind of goofy looking. Everything else, I really like the battles.
Mm-hmm.
The battles are usually shot at a low angle, which is nice to give them a little bit more weight to them and everything. All these movies are, at least that the suit actors are filmed in high speed, so when they play it back, they can slow it down and make it look like they're bigger than they really are. Like, the battles between the two are pretty great. There's one scene that I always like where it's Godzilla and they're evacuating the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that army guy from Gamera 2.
Right.
It's that guy. Is, like, getting that last nurse and, like, the kid out of the hospital. And right there is Godzilla. And he's, like, charging up his beam as Mechagodzilla is coming down... Like, they drop him, and the jetpack ignites, and he flies in.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just, like, full-on, like, bombs Godzilla and, like, flings him like halfway across the city. Like, that's a cool shot. And then the whole battle ensues. This is definitely one that I always recommend to people.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's why we sat down and watched it that one
time. Yeah. Yeah, it's a solid movie. And it has let's take a minute to talk about the design.
Oh yeah. Godzilla. I was going to bring that up.
It's obviously one of my favorites. I always have liked Godzilla 2000. I like the spiky fins and everything, and this is very much has that same feel.
I would say that's one of my favorite fins.
And I like the dark charcoal gray, almost navy bluish skin tone to it, and the bright yellow eyes.
They won't really be able to see this on screen, but like, I love his this little neckline.
Yeah. Yeah, he has, like, it's almost, I don't want to call it frills, but the way that the neck is, it's the same way as the 2000 one.
Yeah.
And that design, when they made it, I'm pretty sure they were just like, oh, are people really going to like this? And then it just took off. People were like, yeah, we love it. So they started to make more that look like that.
I would say this might be my favorite suit.
It is definitely in my top, like, three favorite suits. Yeah. When NECA released this, I bought it, and then SH Monster Arts re-released that version, and I bought that. I pre-ordered that because I was like, I'm not missing out on that because I love that. I bought that at the same time I bought the Kiyu SH Monster. Oh, let's talk about that too. Mechagodzilla is only referred to Mechagodzilla once, or as Mechagodzilla once in this movie.
Yeah,
he is referred to as Kiyu, which means, I believe it means dragon in Japanese.
Okay, yeah.
But his designation is MFS-3 Kiyu. It's machine fighting dragon. Like, there's a whole, like, list of things for it. But I'm like, yeah, I like Kiyu. Kiyu's cool. Like, don't just call it Mechagodzilla. Let's just call it, like, something cool. And Kiyu has a good ring to
it. Like, we as the audience know it's Mechagodzilla. Yeah. But, like, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to call it that.
No.
You know?
No, and if it's a weapon built by the self-defense force, you would think it's going to have some kind of acronym or something.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the design of Kiyu for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the best designs of Mechagodzilla.
It's been a hot minute. I don't know if there's a little bit of a shot here.
Hey, guess what?
Is that it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is Kiyu from Tokyo SOS.
I couldn't tell which one that was. This he didn't have the jetpack thing.
No, and he has the drill arm in this one.
Okay.
At least in this figure.
This is the one where it's the purple jetpack, right?
Yeah, the blue jetpack.
Purple.
It's purple in some shots just because of the lighting.
Okay.
But yeah, I really like the design of... you have the mini of...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out in my head.
I like the design a lot. Fun fact, Ready Player One, the book, has Kiyu fighting Ultraman at the end.
Hmm.
Instead of the design in Ready Player One fighting the Gundam.
I like their original design.
I do too. I didn't expect Mechagodzilla to be in it at all.
Right.
And then it surprised me whenever it was in it, and I was like, oh, cool, that's awesome.
I might watch it. It has nothing to do with Godzilla. I might watch that, the other Aaron has been staying with me, hence the computer over there.
Oh.
But he's never seen Ready Player One.
It's a good movie. I like that one. It's on HBO Max.
I own it on
Blu-ray. So do I. I have it on Blu-ray, too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's about all I have to say about Godzilla against Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, I mean,
you have anything else, Dave?
The only thing I really like that movie.
It is. It's a good movie.
I mean,
it's
a very good movie. Anything with Mechagodzilla.
The music is really good too.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than it's the same composer from Godzilla vs. Megaguirus, and the theme for Godzilla is still the same.
Mm.
It's that, you know, the drum beats, and then it
builds
into it. Like, it's the same themes and everything. I love Mechagodzilla's theme, because it's very heroic and triumphant, whereas Mechagodzilla is, well, typically he's the villain. But in this, he's more of that hero.
Yeah, he's usually, well, with the exception of the original.
Yeah.
He's usually
in Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah, well, he's made by humans. So
yeah, yeah,
is what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
So like he, you kind of think he's the hero, but
yeah,
or he's portrayed as the hero from the
especially in this one. He's definitely the hero in this, just because Godzilla is again evil.
Yeah, there's not like an evil organization behind him or anything.
No, it's just a bunch of scientists trying to make a weapon.
Yeah.
Do we want to rate it now or do we want to rate it after?
I think we usually do both at the end, I think.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
So let's just move on to Godzilla Tokyo SOS. I'll let you take this one away.
I'll do my best. I'm not good at synopsis is
if you need to read it right off the DVD,
I'm gonna do that. Mechagodzilla, the superior armed, state-of-the-art, all robot version of Godzilla that is unnecessary, is undergoing repairs after his devastating battle against the world's monsters. A pain of psychic A pair of psychic fairies appear and warn scientists to stop rebuilding Mechagodzilla, but their warning goes unheeded. As the great robot nears completion, a series of mysterious incidents rock the world and awaken Godzilla, who unleashes a reign of terror against Tokyo. Mothra joins him, and Japan's desperate prime minister has no choice but to launch the unfinished Mechagodzilla. That's good enough. I'm not going to read the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Mothra fairies show up, which, like I said, it's connected to the original. In fact, they have one of the actors, the grandfather, is from the original Mothra.
Oh, okay.
So, which is why he knows about, like, when he tells him, oh, we painted the symbol on an airport runway to call Mothra to, like, that's part of that movie.
That makes so much more sense already. Yeah.
So... he's connected through that.
Yeah.
So they show up and they tell them, they're like, hey, the spirit of the original Godzilla needs to be put to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, whatever. Like, it's fine. And they're like, no, they're like, Mothra's going to come and kick your guys' ass if you don't put Mechagodzilla back into the ocean. Like, you need to put the bones back where you found them. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Like, it'll be fine. And then Mothra shows up. And then they're like, oh... Okay. Like, and it's hilarious.
I mean, enough of a warning would have been just them going outside.
Yeah.
And seeing Mothra
on the mountain ridge there.
Like, take my wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just a taste of what you guys are going to get.
This is just me flying. Imagine what I could do if I destroy shit.
Exactly. So Mechagodzilla loses his arm in the battle and the Absolute Zero cannon. Completely destroyed.
Yep.
So what they end up doing with Mechagodzilla is they put... Because they can't afford to do the Absolute Zero cannon again. And it didn't work anyway, so they were like, what the hell's the difference?
Oh yeah, there wouldn't be a point.
Yeah. So they attach a Hyper Maser, like a There's three Hyper Maser cannon things in the chest piece, along with the ones in the mouth. They give him a different jetpack and everything with all the missiles and the armaments and all the laser cannons. And they're just, like, refitting him to go back out into battle. And, so Godzilla reawakens, this time with a badass scar on his chest that looks like a spider.
Spider-Zilla.
Yeah, Venom. He's like Venom. And they have to... Mechagodzilla still isn't prepared to launch, and they're like, okay, well, should we launch it? And they're like, I don't know. So Mothra shows up, and they're like, all right, well, I'm going to go in and fight Godzilla. So I'd say a good portion of the movie is Mothra fighting Godzilla, and the fairies praying to the egg, which then opens up, and there are two Mothra larvae that also... show up to the rescue.
Why is it always the larva that kicks more ass?
I don't know, man. Although...
I guess because it's unexpected, maybe?
Adult Mothra kicked more ass in King of the Monsters than larva did.
That's true.
We should have seen what the larva could do, like, in combat.
Yeah.
But, so Mothra shows up. and fights, and then Godzilla kills Mothra while the... Which, it, that's another cool shot. Godzilla just, like, obliterates Mothra with his heat ray, just like he did in GMK. And the both the larvae, like, their eyes are blue, and then they turn to red, like, as soon as the adult Mothra dies, and then they go on the war path for Godzilla.
Yeah.
And then, so the young pilot, whose grandfather was involved in the original Mothra, gets into Mechagodzilla after it gets damaged by Godzilla in multiple attacks when it finally shows up, and gets in and pilots it at least to grapple onto Godzilla after the larva cocoon him in the silk. And he latches on to it to fly him off into the ocean. Well, actually, it's not even him. It's the spirit of the original Godzilla latching on to him. And it he pilots it to fly back off into the ocean. But there's something neat that happens as he's getting ready to jump out the hatch to the plane or whatever, like, to get rescued. The screen... where it's like shows the pilot thing, it pops up and it says sayonara and it says his name on it.
Oh, right.
Like Mechagodzilla knows.
Yeah.
Like the spirit of Godzilla knows who he is and everything, which is a nice little touch.
Yeah.
That he is a conscious entity, not just a giant machine.
And he's able to
communicate.
Communicate.
Like, and, you know, telling him that he knows what he's doing. Like, this is what needs to happen. And,
yeah.
And it's kind of funny that the humans don't realize it. It's Mechagodzilla itself that realizes it needs to put itself to rest and take Godzilla with it.
Yeah.
So it basically sinks both of them into the ocean to presumably never be heard from again. There is a post-credit scene to this movie.
Oh, good, because I didn't probably watch it.
And it's kind of odd, but they never did anything with it.
Yeah.
They never did anything with it, and I was like, why? It, like, pans back out, and there's, like, DNA and stuff, like, there you see, like, helixes and stuff, and then it zooms out, and it turns, like, blue, and it zooms out, and there's this canister, and all you can hear from the audio, it's, like, an intercom thing, and they're talking about, like, DNA sequencing complete, and it, like, zooms out, and it's presumably Godzilla DNA.
Yeah.
Like, that they're trying to replicate or something with it.
Maybe grow their own.
Yeah.
And
so it, like,
domesticated.
Yeah. So, like, they never did anything with it. And yeah. I was like, why? I was like, that'd have been so cool. I'm like, why did nothing happen with that?
Yeah.
But then we got Godzilla Final Wars, and I thought that that was going to be somehow connected. It's not.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, why did you guys never, like, proceed with that plot? I was like, that seems so, like, it...
I hate when studios do that.
Yeah, when they go, hey, this will be cool, and then they go, what was that? And it's like, oh, never mind, we didn't get around to doing it.
I mean, I guess it's a little bit different of a scenario because the movie wasn't held in high regards, but, like, it kind of bothered me how Godzilla, American Godzilla...
Oh, yeah.
Ended.
Well, then, but they did kind of continue it with the series.
Okay. I always forget about that because I haven't watched that.
Yeah, because that actually follows the baby that hatches out of the egg. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Need to watch that.
So, Mike, what'd you think of Godzilla Tokyo SOS?
I like this one, maybe not as much as that one, but I really do enjoy the story of we need to get Godzilla's bones back to rest.
Yeah.
And I really didn't know Mothra was in this one. Like, you might have told me at some point, but I totally forgot.
It's a nice surprise if you don't. Like,
yeah.
If you don't know, like, and then you watch it, and you're like, oh, Mothra's here. Like,
the twin
cool.
showed up, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I did know at the time that the grandfather was connected, because I was kind of lost on it. I was like, so I guess this guy was around somewhere for something.
he's in a, like, and he's even in Godzilla or Mothra versus Godzilla from 1964. Mm. That same actor. I don't know if those two are connected or not.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like sketchy, like whether it is or not. But
he doesn't play the same character.
I can't remember if he plays the same character, but it's the same actor, and he's in a bunch of Ghidorah the Three-Headed Monster and, like, a bunch of other ones.
Okay.
But, like, when I saw him, I was like, oh, it's that actor. And then I don't, like, remember if he was, like, and I didn't watch Mothra until after I watched this.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that guy. I was like, yeah, that makes sense that they brought that actor in, like,
yeah,
to be that connecting tissue to the other movie. Even though it was already established in this movie that
right,
it was canonized with it.
Hmm.
Yeah, Mothra is a nice touch. The effects with Mothra are really good in this movie.
Oh, Mothra looks great.
One of my favorite scenes is in the opening where they get, like, the radar signature and they're like, hey, they're like, there's something huge is... Like, they're in restricted airspace.
Oh, that whole scene was awesome.
I know, because, like, the planes show up, and the effects in that are really good, too. Mm-hmm. Like, the way everything was shot, and, like, they show up, and they're like, all right, land, or we will fire upon you. And there's no response, so they just, like, start firing on it.
And I even thought
Mothra
at that moment.
Shows up, like, out of the fireball. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, what are you trying to... You don't know what it is.
No.
You don't know
yeah.
that it has a radio.
Yeah.
That's why I was like... What the hell?
I guess, like, with, like, fighter jets and stuff like that, you have to at least have, like, try to communicate before you end up trying
yeah.
to shoot it down.
I was just meaning, like, if it is a person in some sort of aircraft,
mm-hmm.
like, who's to say they have a radio on?
Oh, yeah. It's basically just to cover their ass.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, well, I did try to hail them before I shot them
right,
down.
Right, right. I get that part, but I also was like, well...
Yeah, you don't know.
You tried once, and you're like, ah, screw it, let's shoot it down,
yeah,
whatever
let's
it is.
Shoot it. It's a giant organic life form, but
yeah.
Yeah,
I love that reveal, though, because, like, it's literally just a ball of, like, was it smoke, dust, I don't know.
Oh, it was flying under cloud cover.
Yeah, just
yeah.
clouds. It just looked cool, it just looked like a big ball of...
Yeah, just flying like that. And it was just like pushing all the clouds up as it went along.
Yeah.
And then when the wing came out, you're like, oh, whoa, whoa,
yeah.
whoa, whoa.
It was a great reveal.
Yeah.
I really did like that scene.
Yeah, that was a really cool reveal.
Yeah, Mothra looks great.
Oh, and that's the whole opening is like they get an image, they get a satellite image
right.
of the wing. Mm-hmm. And when they see the patterning on the wing, like
that's
one
right,
commander's
yeah.
like, my God. Like, and then it,
yeah.
the titles come up and everything. And I'm like, oh, they know. They know.
Yep. Yeah, I forgot about that part, too.
Yeah, that's a really cool opening.
I have a terrible damn memory when I watch movies. Once, at least.
No, yeah, this is a very fun movie. I enjoy it quite a bit.
I'm trying to think of what all happens and in what sequence, but yeah, just the fact that there was two larvae, like,
oh yeah, you got
one larva would,
yeah, one larva would have been enough,
yeah,
but yeah, to have two, like, I guess that was just the nod back to the Godzilla versus
that'd
Mothra.
Be kind of interesting, like, if at some point, I mean, we're not going to get something that's connected to this, obviously, at this point, but what if we had a movie where there was two larvae and then there was two different
Mothras? Yeah. Yeah,
like, two different, like, designs. They turn it, like,
yeah.
two different colors or something.
Because we did talk about that at one point. I think when we did Ghidorah, the Three-Head Monster, I was like, okay, so that is canon that there's the Mothra larva, but where's the other one?
Right.
I'm like, there were two.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't there be
two? Oh, yeah, there was
two
another time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. What happened to the other one? Because
yeah.
they're like, oh, Mothra's fine. It's on the island. I'm like, yeah, but what happened to the other one? Did somebody poach it? Did they kill it? Like, what happened?
Did yeah. one larva eat the other?
Maybe. Got hungry.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, that's nitpicks, but it's some stuff that's never explained
yeah.
that
I think
that
would be cool to see, like, Two Mothras, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be, like, yeah, like, have one be its original patterning, and then have one be, like, a different color.
I was thinking, like, the
something.
Same pattern, but, like, when you combine them, it makes one big pattern.
That'd be cool.
Something like that.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Be a cool picture.
Would be. Would be a really cool picture.
Get on that.
Yeah, get on that, Toho, will you?
I was talking to you.
Oh, me. Yeah, get on that, me. But yeah, I like I said, I enjoy both these movies in conjunction with one another. And it's nice because these are actually connected
sequels. I love when there's actual
continuity.
Continuity.
But yeah, having that is nice in this in this part of the series because there's very little that are actually connected. And it's funny because we have... the Mechagodzilla movies are connected, like, they have direct sequels, which is kind of weird that that's, like, the one thing that actually has a connecting sequel. Well, Ghidorah does, too, in some cases. But, like, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, and then you have Terror of Mechagodzilla.
Right, right.
And then you have Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, and then you have Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla because they have to use that technology. But then they have Godzilla versus Space Godzilla right after, which is also connected because then they're building another weapon in Mogera. The Mechagodzilla seems to be that key to making sequels.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, as long as we have Mechagodzilla, we can continue to make something similar or something like that.
Very odd how they decide that, or...
It is, yeah.
Like, oh, we gotta make a couple parts to this. Use up Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, we built this suit. Yeah, make it work for two movies. Alright, you got it.
I wonder if that is the thinking, like, hey, Mecha doesn't show up very often, so if we build one, we better just make a couple movies out of it.
Yeah, we better make two out of it. And I mean, like... You could easily set it up, like, they could have done a third. Like, and I think that's what they were trying to do, was they were going to have, like, a Godzilla versus Godzilla type of thing.
Where
they created another Godzilla they were going to try to grow an organic one and see if they could sequence the DNA somehow where they could control it.
Yeah.
And then it would fight the other Godzilla. That'd have been cool. That'd have been cool to see two Godzillas fight.
Look like the original.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been really interesting. It probably would have been. If they retrieved because they would have had to retrieve the DNA off of Kiyu. So it probably would have looked like
the original. Yeah, they probably would have got it off his bones.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, because they talked about tapping into the spinal cells to... make DNA sequence computers to control it.
Right.
That
would have been a cool movie.
Would have been a cool movie. We could have been talking about a trilogy if they had actually gone that way.
Yeah.
But.
Dang it, Toho.
Yeah. We did get two good movies out of it. So
we did.
We can't really complain.
No complaints.
So, are we ready to rate?
We're ready.
All right. We'll start with, obviously, Godzilla against Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10. I know that with this entire series, they've all been 7s or above, but...
Yeah,
7.5. It's just, like I said, it's one of my favorites, and I'm just putting it a little bit higher than most of the other ones, because it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I have my complaints about it, but they're not really... They're not really worth a damn. Like it's just my little nitpicks, but it's a good movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah, when you've seen most, if not all, Godzillas, you nitpick. Each one.
Yeah, you're gonna find some flaw in whatever. And just
I like this and this Godzilla better than how it was portrayed in this one.
Yeah,
and, you know
exactly.
I think I'm gonna go 7. Out of 10. That's just how I feel right now. Being that I didn't watch it right now.
That's fair.
I did totally enjoy it. But as we were talking about it, I think I'm going to skip you and talk about this, because it kind of based off of that. The inclusion of Mothra and like all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As we talked about it, I think I might like this at this moment better. So I'm going to give this one a 7.5.
Fair enough. I will bring mine to a 7 on that. I don't think that the inclusion of Mothra muddies the story at all or anything, or doesn't bog it down. But it, like, I think the thing that I like about this is there's not that many monsters. It's literally just Godzilla and Mechagodzilla fighting each other. They don't try to, like, shoehorn in something else, and they're like, oh, there's something else going, something else is coming. Like, not that I don't like it. It works for that.
Right.
Because they're connected to that movie. But it just, like, this is being a standalone thing. Like, with, you look at, like, GMK, it's not too many monsters. It's works for what you're trying to do. Megaguirus has Megaguirus, the Mega Nulon, the Mega Nula, Godzilla. Godzilla 2000 has the UFO, then you have the Millennium, then you have Orga. Like, there's evolutions to the monsters and everything. This just has Godzilla and Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, I can agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. Like,
Mothra,
it's like, neat that you can just focus on those two.
Yeah. Like, Mothra, it don't bother me that Mothra was in it, because Mothra fits in perfectly. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, other movies, like, I'm thinking of that one with, what is it, Batra, Mothra.
Battle of Earth.
Yeah. Like, there's just too many, like, there can be too many monsters.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Like, three of them, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Spider-Man 3. Like, once you have you're like, okay, now, now we're getting into, like, some territory that's going to be, like, and we might feel that way about the next movie.
Yeah,
because
that's
it's basically
thing.
Millennium Destroy All Monsters. but yeah, so.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Spider-Man.
No. Final Wars is what we're going to talk about next time. But yeah. So that was two of the better Millennium series movies.
Yeah, I would say these are the best ones that we've watched, you know.
I still think GMK might be
better
than these two, but they're close.
Hmm.
They're close second.
Yeah.
In that regard.
Well, I'm just a sucker for Mechagodzilla, so.
I'm just a sucker for the whole team that did the Gamera trilogy, so, like, GMK is up there for me because it's so well done.
It's such a good trilogy.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that since we...
Yeah, you know what? We're just going to stop this, and we're going to go back and review the Gamera trilogy again.
Redo.
Yeah, we're going to redo it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, next time, we'll be talking about another end and beginning to an era once more. We're going to be talking about Godzilla Final Wars, another final Toho production. And then we'll be talking about Gareth Edwards' Godzilla from Legendary Pictures from 2014. So we're going to have we're going to have a 10-year gap in between Final Wars and Godzilla.
So I've been personally putting off, it's been a while since I watched
Gareth Edwards' Godzilla.
It's been a while since I've watched that one. But I've specifically been holding off because knowing that I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
So.
Well, now you got a shirt from it, too.
Yeah. So, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, me too. So, join us next time here on Subplot, or Geek Tavern Subplot, where we're going to talk about more Godzilla. And don't worry, we are getting close to the end. So, if you're getting bored, just stick around.
So don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll catch you next time.
Sayonara.